Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to The Conversation. This is The Conversation you're a part of. Psalms 51:1-2. Have mercy on me, O Lord, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my integrity and infirmity, and cleanse me from my sin. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day to day. And welcome to the program. What a week, I tell you. What a week, you know. I've been all over trying to find Waldo. I can't find Waldo anywhere, but, you know. The whole world doesn't give a crap like I do where Waldo is. The world was wondering where Obama was during the march against ISIS. But then a Muslim wouldn't want to march against his people, you know, when they were asked, oh, him and Biden, they were at home. But I do got to correct something. I can't find the person's name, but there was somebody from the U.S. Embassy in Paris that marched. Now, that lady should be getting a freaking peace, Nobel Peace Prize medal or something. They should be going, she's a hero in my books. Someone from the U.S., anybody, a Republican would have made headlines if Ted Cruz and one of them went and marched and said, I was here, I made it. Where were you, Obama? Where were you, Democrats? I made it here because I'm against ISIS. They wouldn't have been able to say nothing. Well, the liberal media just wouldn't have reported it. That's all there is. And they would have made headlines. No, the headlines around the world are, where was the U.S. in this march with 40-plus people, world leaders, and millions that marched? Where was the U.S.? Oh, Lord, help me. I don't know. I mean, my mom is one of those people, and she's getting to the point like, I can't watch TV anymore. I'm like, you gotta go on, folks. You gotta live. You know, my mom bought, like, $60 a pound shrimp because who knows if I'll be able to have it. Who knows? And it just makes you wonder. I mean, it really, really does. I just had to start off with the march thing because I have a best friend in Paris, and you know, and some of those people there, like, well, where was our? Because he's one of the few people that a lot of countries, he was our president. You know, I'm not an American, but I'm from Germany. But if I was living in America, I would want Obama as my president. You know, he's my president. Well, and now those same people are like, where was Obama during this march? Why wasn't he here? I support the man. If I was an American, well, I'm French, but if I was American, I would have voted for him. And that's, I mean, there's a video that I posted on my Facebook, and there's a guy at work, and I'm trying to educate, like, I'm trying to educate you, and it has, like, 7 times in the video, it talks about how, who cares? So what, Barack Obama can speak Arabic. What does that have to do with anything? I'm like, he says he's a Muslim, and I showed him, like, 4 parts of the video, where, and he still doesn't really believe. So what do you want? I mean, well, everyone does, but yeah, that's my point. Every politician, they don't care about you, okay? We're Tyson chickens, and he's a Tyson farmer. There's a difference. You're taking the farmer's food. I'm not taking his food. You're trying to, you know, in the end, we're both going to get taken to the slaughterhouse, and our heads are going to be chopped off. You're willingly accepting the food and blindly not knowing you're going to get your head chopped off. I know my head's going to be chopped off. I'm just trying to get out of there, out of a chicken coop. And you know, I think I'm getting to it. That at least look at things objectively. not blaming, you just hate Obama because he's black, and if he was white, you'd love him, and you think he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm like, there we go again, the race card. I'm so over this. You know, I mean, thank God there's no, what do they call that thing, the Black Lives Matter marches here, because I would just add, because they were blocking the road, I just, okay, well, I'd sit there, I'd be, okay, you got about 10 seconds to get out of the road before I just hit the gas, and if you're in my way, I'm going to work, sorry, you're getting run over. But that's the liberal thinking. It doesn't matter what the truth is. If a white guy kills a black guy, even in self-defense, it's racism. He had to have done it because he had to take down the black man. Where are we? The civil rights movement in Alabama? I mean, it's not that there's no racism in this world, but the extent that they claim it, I mean, get over yourself. This drives me to drink. You know, we got bigger issues in this world than to push a race card that's not really even there. Well, they're making it, you know. They're making the race card issue. They're pushing something that really, because if you look into it, people will say the race tensions are 10 times higher now than they were 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago, or 5 years ago. Martin Luther King wouldn't stand for this. He wouldn't be there. I don't get it. What do they have to gain by? I don't know. Well, I know they want to take down our country. That's all I know. Because there was a guy, it was in a local paper. I got to bring this up. They do like a thing like where you get like $29 if you're on food stamps, approximately a week to live off of. I'm like, who gets that? And then, yeah, I don't know how they come up with that figure, because I've seen people that, like, you know, because I have this many kids and this and that, this is how much I get. And this one lady says, I get like $1,200 a month just from all these government programs. Why would I work? Now, I don't know how she stays on those programs. It needs to be, because I know my sister's been on some of them, and you have to, like, identify. Okay, well, how many jobs, you have to prove that you've looked for jobs and all this, or else we'll cut you. So I don't know how she can stay on those programs and not have to be actively searching for work. So I don't know. I don't. 10 minutes into the program and I'm like, but it's just, and I think I'm getting to some of my audience and like a couple people at work, just like, you know, think about what you're doing. Don't just go with the status quo, you know. Just, oh, well. Then, look. You don't have to believe me. Look at both factors and go from there. And say, hey, here's both sides. Let me see which one I think is right. And that's what you got to do. There's two sides to every story. And that's what you got to do. You got to look at it from every angle. And for all you fun people like me, there's been rumors going around the internet that come Friday, you can be traveling to Cuba, because that's where we're going to go for our honeymoon, me and my girl. We're going to sit there and we're going to go smoke Cuban cigars with Fidel Castro. Actually, it's false. I think it's going to be a long time before you'll ever see any Cuban products into this country, whether it's a t-shirt or a cigar or being able to even travel there. So if you're thinking about that, you know, if you got your humidor and you're saving it for those Cubans, it's probably going to be a while, folks. Just letting you know, if ever, who knows. That might have just been a publicity stunt. I have no idea. Remember, this hour of the program is brought to you by Free College. It's sponsored by Free College. That's right. It was brought to you by the same guy that offered you lower health insurance and the ability to keep your own doctor, a medical professional. So now that he's spewing out this free college crap. Oh, I believe him. You're just going to, it's just going to come out of your taxes. You're just going to end up, pretty soon you're not going to get a paycheck. You're going to be, oh, you owe us money. What do you mean, I owe you money? Well, you owe $400 in back taxes for the free college. Yeah, for the government-run college. Yeah, you can go there and get a free education, and every taxpayer has been told they have to pay, you know, $40,000 a year in taxes. Okay, I make, I don't even make that a year, and you're going to tell me that, well, you're going to have to get a second job to make sure you pay your taxes, because right now we're going to have to throw you in jail because you didn't pay your taxes. Okay, that's what's going on. Pretty soon everything's going to be free, but you ain't going to get a paycheck. But you ain't going to be able to get any of it. Everything's going to be free, but you're going to be taxed. It's going to be a tax. Healthcare? A tax. This free college is going to be a tax. Even if you don't use it, it's a tax. It's ridiculous. You know, no one, I mean, I don't want this crap. I want to have freedom. I want to have liberty. I want to have liberty over security. I want to have a gun. I do, to protect myself. Oh, boy. That's, oh, no. You can't have a gun. You will hurt somebody. Really?
Really?
Oh, I have some anti-gun. I have some anti-gun friends, but then I have some that, like, I hope you can carry AK-47s. I won't carry one. I don't want a gun, but you should never lose that right, you know. And that's, you know, that's where people are just, they're just slowly but surely sucking up our freedoms. And no one really, and they, you know, and what's going to happen is you're going to get, whether it's a Republican or Democrat that gets in that White House, they're going to be left, way left. But they're going to seem like a freaking conservative compared to Obama. And they're going to keep this thing going. Like I tried to explain to my friend Malcolm, and I've said this before many times, we're all 740, well, passengers on 747 headed straight for the Sears Tower. Okay, you take anybody in Congress. You take Mitt Romney. You take Hillary Clinton, let's say. Let's say Barack Obama. Let's say John McCain. Whoever. Which one of them would get behind the wheel of that plane, behind the controls, steer that autopilot, and steer us clear from slamming in and killing? None of them. They would all slam us into the Sears Tower. Granted, the Democrats would go 10 times faster. They're all getting us to the same place. And that's what I try to get across to the audience and the people that at work. You need to wake up. They're all taking you to the same place. It doesn't matter. George W. Bush was taking the same place Obama's taking to, you know? When you have Republicans, when you had someone like Glenn Beck that got raked over the polls because he called out, like, Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and Lindsey Graham for being progressives, they are. We have a one-party system, folks. It's the government versus you. It's the government against the people, not for the people. Well, they're for themselves, basically. They'll do whatever they can to line their pocketbooks, but they don't care about you. Unless you live next door to them and the money they're going to bring in is going to help fix up their... And then they'll probably try to find a way just to fix up the stuff just right around their house. And who knows? But that's what I try to do with this program, at least, for the most part, is wake people up and say, hey, it is going to affect you, you know? It's affecting these people that, it's going to be the same old, you know, nothing's ever going to change, yada, yada, yada. Well, of course not. They want you to sit down. They don't want you to say anything. They don't want you to call Congress and say, hey, wait a minute here. You said you were going to vote against Boehner. You voted for him. I've got your number, pal. I've got a scope, and I've got my eyesight on you. I got a laser sight. You voted for Boehner. Okay, you said you wouldn't, and they have had, Matt Kibbe of FreedomWorks, check it out and donate to FreedomWorks, They are amazing. And when you look at FreedomWorks and what they're doing, they've gotten tons and tons and tons of calls about people going to their congressman and going AWOL because they said they weren't going to vote for Boehner. And they did. And said, hey, we're watching you. The problem is you don't have enough people doing that. Because when it comes to the election, okay, well, this person is going up against Boehner to take over, you know, and if this person wins, then he's going to be the Republican or the conservative person that's going to run against the Democrat. And here's three people that you can vote for, and the winner of that election is going to be the Democrat you get to vote for in November. We had several, there were some very good Tea Party members, but because like in May when they had those primaries and stuff to see who's going to be the Republican or the Democrat that you get a vote for in November, no one went out. It's crazy that we have a country where every 4 years you can vote for a president and every 2 years you can vote for senators and congressmen and people that are elected to help you and no one votes. No one does it. Other countries, people vote like crazy and they're getting shot at to vote. I don't get that irony. People are getting shot at to vote, but they vote. Here, I can vote. I just don't have time, you know. Let me tell you, I would quit in a heartbeat if I went to West. I'm going to leave, go and quit and vote. Actually, they have where I work at the assisted living continuing care community, so they have a voting booth thing there for the residents, so I always live there. So I have a way out. But, I mean, even if I didn't have that, I'd say, hey, I'm going to go vote. Payless right here. Take it or leave it. I'm going to vote. I won't be coming back if you tell me that I can't leave to go vote. I mean, if I'm working for 3 hours, then that'd be a different story. You know, when you're working the hours you're working, they should know if you have to go vote. But just drives me to drink that no one really... I guess I try to wake people up because it seems like not many people watch Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert, and that's where they get their news. But if you watch that stuff, just realize they'll interview someone for 4 hours and they'll ask them the same question 50 times to try to get him to slip up once, and then they'll air that one time when he slipped up with his answer. Every time, if he asked me the question once, I would answer it. The second time he asked the question, why are you asking me this question again? I would try to find a way to say it so that they couldn't. I'd have like a cookie cutter thing. This is my answer. Why are you asking me this question again? This is the end of my answer. I'd make it some... Because that's what they do. They just... Okay, because they want to get their... They want to get people to believe their viewpoint. Well, you shouldn't have to sit there and interview someone for 4 hours and ask them the question over and over until he slips up to get your view across. If my view on minimum wage, not increasing it, is the better way to go, then you shouldn't have to do anything. I should make a fool out of myself when I try to explain why you should keep minimum wage low. Well, you shouldn't raise it to $30 an hour or whatever they want. If they have to do what they do to get someone to look bad who's a conservative, think about that. And that's what I try to get across to Malcolm and several people I know. And just and my audience. You know, I don't care what you believe. Just look at all sides. And make up your own mind. Like this one guy was like, oh, look, you know, Glenn Beck's just a fearmonger. And he's, look at the lifestyle he has because of this and that. And Glenn Beck came back and he goes, wait a minute, buddy. You watch my program. I've never once told anyone to believe what I say. Not once. What does he tell you to always do? What did he tell you on Fox and tell you on The Blaze to do this whole time? Look it up. Look it up. Prove me wrong. Show me what I'm saying is wrong. I've never been able to do it. I stopped looking, frankly, because I got to the point where I look up stuff like, it's worse than he said it is. Holy crap. Well, welcome back. I'm going to call them again because I'm having another thing where I've gotten, I don't know, I guess I'm going to talk to AT&T too because, like, my girl, she'll be sitting there doing nothing and she'll get, like, when we face talk and face chat, she'll just, you won't be able to see her anymore. And same thing here, I don't move or go anywhere and it'll just, like, say I lost connection or whatever and I don't know what the heck because I'm using their program and their service. I'm going to find out what's going on. And because it's not like I'm moving around. So, I don't know. I might be looking. Maybe, depending, I want to see if there's another place where I can do this just in case if they can't solve this because they said they fixed the glitch. But I guess, because I wanted to talk about that technology. So, but Al Jazeera Network is no more, as I was getting into. You look at some of these places, they weren't going to carry The Blaze, but they were going to carry Al Jazeera America. 50 million households, average 4 person per household, 200 million possible viewers for Al Jazeera America. And guess what? They had 18,000 people that watched Al Jazeera America. I thought it'd be a little bit higher because I'm sure there's probably a bigger Muslim population, but nope. They're off the air. That's the greatest news ever. That just shows that people in this country don't want it, and I love it. It means the world to me to see that going on, because that's positive. Not that I'm against them sharing their opinion, if they're like an Islamic type, you know, hey, we want you dead, then no. You know, I don't think that's right. But, anywho, I just think it's great that there's no more Al Jazeera America. And Dish Network has lost in like 2 weeks 90 plus thousand people because they couldn't come to agreement with Fox. So from what I'm understanding is they've lost not just Fox Business Network and Fox News, but they've lost the Fox Channel and, like, Fox Sports Plus One, any Fox-affiliated station. And I think they actually have a Fox Basic, you know, like where it has The Simpsons and all the Fox and normal shows in Spanish. So it's not just, you know, but still, that's a lot of numbers. And I guess there's so much going on between the different. There's so much online that people are doing now. They're not getting cable. They're just watching online. So they couldn't come to an agreement. And Fox saying that's cool. You know, whatever. You have everyone else, but you won't carry us. Who knows? I don't know what the true story is. Whether I. And you take it at the word is Dish, right? I tend to side with Fox. You know, when you have networks, when you have companies like that that wanted to carry Al Jazeera America, but they wouldn't carry The Blaze, that just kind of sums it up for me. And I love it, and I hope they lost their butt on the fact that they were carrying Al Jazeera Network and all that America. And so, now on to some technology, because I want to talk about technology, because I'm not a happy boy. Well, I mean, granted, this Direct Connect thing on my Blog Talk account is having a couple glitches, but like my iPhone, the battery's kind of screwed up, and it'll go from like 100% to negatives to back from here to like 10%, and then as soon as I plug it into a charger, it'll go up to like 70%, and oh, you get a warranty on it, but or like extended warranty or whatever. They don't deal with that. Oh, it's an outside company. I don't know. Bitched before, but I just want to be able to say, okay, my phone don't work. I want to be able to go to the store I bought it from, and they say, okay, yeah, your battery's having issues. Okay, we're just going to take this. We're going to transfer the information to this one, this one. There you go, sir. You have a new phone. Okay. Nope. Here's this 1-800 number you have to call, and you have to give them this code. And the code you're going to want to give them for your phone so you can make sure that they have the correct information so that they can send you a phone, and then you have 7 days to bring it back to send that phone in. And the code you're going to want to give them is 0-0-0-L-1-1-0-0-1. Did you get that? I just want to, my phone ain't working. I just want to, why can't you just do it there? Why can't you just deal with the warranty? Why can't you just, I mean, warranties, I mean, Tommy Boy said it best. I'll tell you what, I put a guarantee in a box. If you want me to dump in a box, I'm not guaranteed it will. I got spare time. It's the truth. No one cares about warranties. Well, sir, I mean, there was one I almost, because I'm on my 8th cord now. I've gone through 2 car chargers. I'm on my 2nd car charger. And the plug that you use to plug into the wall outlet, I'm on my 6th cord of that. They have like a thing that you plug into the wall, and then you have a USB adapter with Mac, and you plug that into the, you plug the USB adapter into the plug, and then that goes into the outlet, and then you plug the other end into your phone. I'm gone through 6 of those, so 8 total. And I still have my original iPhone 4 cord and my original iPhone 4 car charger. And they've been abused just as much, and I've not had one issue with them. I don't get it. I really don't get it. And then it's like, and I looked at one that had a 3-year warranty for this like cord. But when you look at the back, except for if it has evidence of being in contact with moisture and temperature change, you know, all this had like 10 things that if this was happening, it's just basically normal wear and tear. If it goes because of normal wear and tear, 9 times out of 10, if you try to get another cord, a $15 cord, it won't happen because one of these 10 things would have caused it not to work. So therefore, whatever happened to the good old Craftsman? You know, it don't work, we'll replace it, no receipt, no nothing, no problem. You could have got that thing in 1960. Guaranteed forever. Not now. Now it's, look at this beautiful warranty, but don't ever expect to use it. Because you're going to have to go through so many damn hoops by the time you're done. It took me 14 days and $300 to recoup my $7 charger cord. Thanks, warranty. It just drives me to drink. It really does. That's what frustrates me. You know?
It does.
And then I never have a problem with something. And then you get an update, and then you get the update for the update, and then an update for that update, and then you have so many problems, because now half the stuff just updates itself. You don't even have a choice to say you want to update it or not. Well, we had to update it because there were glitches. What glitches? I've not had one problem. I said, you have glitches? Yeah, well, that's why we did the update. No, you don't understand. I didn't have a glitch until this update. And now all of a sudden, I'm having all kinds of problems. It worked fine until the update. And I didn't even update it. It did it on its own. I didn't want it. Oh, well, see, if you don't update from the 8.64215 to the 8.24613, yeah, that you can have issues. Because, see, they're not compatible. I don't think I've ever had an update where I'm like, thank God we got a new update. I was having so many problems with this thing. Thank God it's fixed. It's always the other way around. I never have one problem with anything, and then all of a sudden they update the thing, and then it's, I had an update on my iPhone, and when I updated, I lost everything. My little rant on technology, because I'm not a big fan of technology. You know? It's like, oh yeah, speaking of technology, I kind of got on this thing about talking about this today, because last night we're playing darts. Because I'm in the dart league, and I've played darts for up 10 years. And we had 24 credits already in the machine. So, like, let's just play, and when we need to add credits, we will, and we'll keep going. Fifth game, it said add credits. So we added some credits, and we got to the sixth game. You need more credits. So we put in more credits, enough to get through the end, and then it went to, like, 301 with, like, funky, like, hieroglyphic things for our names, and it said, like, service code, like, 211 or something, which I'm sure if you know what that means, it'll tell you what's wrong with it. And we called over Dave Brummett, and he's, like, the expert, and he's like, I've never seen that before, what the heck, and so we couldn't finish our last two games of cricket, and we went to Tom Bros, and Dave goes, you got a shotgun in your car? He goes, yeah. He goes, great. Can you get it for me? Because I can fix this thing. So can I. And that's just, I mean, I'm like, I'm going to Lafayette Billiards, and I'm going to order 7 cork dart boards. I'm going to play with steel tips. I'm going to do it the old way where you write down the numbers. Technology, I swear. Well, it could have been worse. We used to have the old dart boards where, like, they weren't connected, but they were computerized, so they still had to go through, okay, you got a 2.06 average, you know, and you had to write all this stuff down and calculate yourself. So you'd have to, at the end of the match, you know, on 301, I'd give you, okay, at a 301, you got 294, you know, and you'd write down all the stuff, and then you would, on a piece of paper, and you'd tally it all up, and but then sometimes it would, like, screw up and you have to replay the whole game. And there's times where, like, I won a game and then when we did it again, I, like, couldn't throw anything and lost. And I'm like, I know I was like my average was like a 2-something in cricket. And, like, we did it again and I couldn't hit anything. It took me, like, 7 darts to get one mark. But the first time we played, I'm like, triple 20. Double 18, single 18, and I did that almost all around. And then, like, the thing screwed up, and we didn't get the score, so we had to redo it. So, you know, cork dartboards are the way to go. No technology, just write it by hand. It takes you a little bit longer, okay, let me see you'd have to write it down, you have to look at the board. But anywho, that's just my rant on technology, too. Gotta love it. That's only going to get worse, folks. Because pretty soon you're not going to be able to start your car with, oh, yeah, you didn't get the update for your car. Yeah, that's why your car's not starting. Yeah. Well, I really started hating technology when I had an original gateway with Windows 95 and the original Intel Pentium processor. And 7 months, or no, 8 months after I had it, my computer crashed, and they gave me a reboot disk, and the reboot disk that came with the computer was so outdated. It was like a 2.64 reboot disk. I'm like, oh, wow, the newest one we have, like the oldest one we have, like a 7.5. I'm like, so they had to, like, send me. It is hilarious crap. Yeah, that's when I got frustrated with technology. They didn't have a computer. Now I bought a Mac, and heck, it's already, like, outdated. Here's the code to get the new operating system put on there, because this doesn't have that. Really? That's how bad it is. That's why it's getting hard to do commercials anymore, because by the time you have a commercial for AT&T with four lines with 20 gigs of data for this much, it's already been, someone's already beaten that. And Verizon already has a lower price. And then Sprint has a lower price than that. And, you know, by the time you get your commercial out there, it's, you've already changed the plan. And that's, like when I worked at the video store, I mean, heck, every time he turned around, we kept having to change our, well, they're going for two, okay, they're doing two for 99, let's do two for 98. Well, they want 315 for a new release, let's do 314, let's do 310, whatever, and you go back and forth. Like, you're really going to go to one video store just because they have one penny cheaper? Really? Well, I'm not going to shop here. It says pay more. Mm-mm. Ripped off? Yeah. Have you ever been to that department store called Ripped Off? Man, I tell you what, man, those prices are so high. It's always like, save a lot. Cheaper. Bargain. You know, I wonder if a store would actually make it called, like, Pricey. You know, like a discount store called Pricey. Yeah. The stuff may look pricey, but it's really cheap. I mean, seriously. Oh, man. How do I come up with these rants? I don't know, but it's just, I don't get it in some ways, you know? It's like when people fight over, like a penny. Well, maybe someone's going to come. They lowered their digital price down to 314. Maybe we should do 313. Like, really? You know, I just got that movie Office Space in my head. People can get a cheeseburger anywhere. They come to Tchotchke's for the atmosphere and the attitude. That's what the flair is about. So you want me to wear 40 pieces of flair like Brian? Mm-hmm. Some people like to wear more, and we encourage that. Well, if you want me to wear 40 pieces of flair, just make that part of the 50, you know. It's just, they're going to come for the atmosphere, the attitude. And there were a couple people there that we love that would rent a movie, and he'd come back like an hour later. That was like a 19... So he's there for, it was not like 2 hours. That was a 94-minute movie. It was okay, you know. And that's why they came back. They'd pay the extra money because we lived movies. We just watched, you know. It was the atmosphere. It was the camaraderie. More than just a 10-cent price difference. Anywho, but that's what this country is, you know. We need to be that. We need to be that attitude. We need to be that help and let's do for others. And that's where we're at. You know, we need to be that atmosphere, that attitude. We need to be that helping of others and just doing for whatever. You don't have to do it because you want. Do it because you want to, not because you have to. I guess that's what I try to incorporate. You know, it's not about what you believe. You don't have to believe. You don't have to believe in God to help people. I don't know how you can't, but got about 19 minutes left in the program, folks, and this is probably the biggest single question of the millennia. After 17 years in the NFL, will Peyton Manning finally throw in the towel? My guess is 100% yes. When the next day, everyone in the Broncos organization was fired, he's not going to want to start over with a new coach and a new offensive coordinator and a new style and a new way of doing things. No siree, Bob. He's got the money. He's got the talent. He needs to put on the jacket. Welcome to Monday Night Football. I'm your host, Peyton Manning, and we got a wonderful Monday Night Football. I'm so good, I don't need a co-host. That's right. We don't need Frank Giffen, Al Michaels, or Dan Dierdorf. We don't need any of them. We don't need Ben Stein doing this. We don't need any. David Letterman, he didn't need to be up here. I don't care who it is. Get Jay. We want Jay Leno to be a co-host on Monday Night Football. We don't need him. I can do it all. He would be a great co-host or host of any sports show. He's been there. He knows it. He's got a Super Bowl. He didn't need a second one. If he got one at Denver, that would have been cool, but, you know, wasn't a have to have. But what has he got to prove? He's got a Super Bowl. He's done all he can. He needs to get out now and just live the life. Enjoy it. Take some time. Take a year and just... And then, okay, now what do I want to do? I mean, I still remember I was working at Williams-Sonoma, and he came in, and I'm just right on the floor, and I'm just kind of helping out a little bit, because I did stocking and put away all the trucks. And that's funny, because if you don't know stores like that, they just, corporate sends you stuff. And they have like tons of these roasting pans. They're like, there's not that many. I said, not that many. We just took 110 to the general manager of that Williams and Sonoma's garage. We had no room, and they kept sending him. But he came in there, and he's like, yeah, I want 2 sets of this and this and this, and anything else you can find. Put on my account, send it to my house, thanks. I walked out. And I'm just, my jaw dropped. I'm like, hey. And she's like, there's like $1,000 sets of all clad cookware and all this stuff. And she goes, yeah, and anything else you can think of, like a gift basket, put it in there and send it to him. And got a letter a couple weeks later, like, thank you, it's so awesome. I'm like, you know, I couldn't imagine just going into a store. Yes, give me this, put it on my account, send it to my house, thanks. I'm usually there going, well, okay, what's the difference? Because that's $600, and that's $800, and I really can't afford either, but I need one. It was cool, though, because you'd have some pacers and stuff coming in from time to time. Just have no idea, and just, like, spend like crazy. I got a good oil wedding. What can you recommend? Since I was in culinary, school, they asked me a lot of times, what do you recommend? I'm like, this is what I'd buy. Let me come down. Like, I'd recommend this. So, yeah. But, yeah, I was putting away the stock room. That was nuts. Because there are times where you couldn't find, where you couldn't even begin to, like, okay, where do we put this? Because... Oh, we got about 75 more of these coming in. They're not selling as it is, and you're trying to get rid of them, and then, like, we're going to have a sale on this crap. Yeah, but he was a great guy, and I think he'll retire, and I think it's a good thing for him. I think Peyton needs to focus on his second part of life. I mean, I'm a motorsports fan, and I always ask Dale Sr., what would you do if you couldn't race? I'd be a race car driver. You know, Peyton Manning, I believe, sees life outside of the NFL. You know, like, as a player. Not necessarily, he'd make a great commentator. He'd be incredible. So, that's where that is. Now we're going to move on to real football. We're going to have a ball and actually use their feet. And like I said at the beginning of the season, fourth or fifth place is where I kind of pictured Man United, and that's where they are. They're in fourth place right now on the Premier League table with a 1-0 loss to Southampton. Southampton is a great, great, great team. And Manchester United is still so decisive. And I think next year they'll be very, very good. I look at Manchester United this year like I looked at the Miami Heat when they first got Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, and those people came in, and they're great players, but they had to learn to work together. And that's how it is, you know. You take all the players and you get them to work together, and they'll, you know, when you take Robin Van Persie and Juan Mata and Phil Jones, and you get them all to work together, they'll start to really, I think, connect. Di Maria, all them, once they start off, they'll get over to their, it's a college football thing where, okay, you beat a team you should have gotten blown away by, and then you lose a team you should have blown out of the water. How can you lose? You're a number four ranked team in college football. How can you lose to an unranked team? You know, there are teams that I believe Manchester United should have blown out of the water, and there are teams that they should have lost to, and they should have lost to this team, but they won, and they should have blown this team out of the water, and they lost. So, I don't know. It's just, it's growing pains. You're going to have that. And they got a really big test this Friday, January 23rd, in the FA Cup, as they take on Cambridge United. And I think they'll go pretty far in the FA Cup. And I think it's good because they're going to get experience playing some other teams. They'll get their offense aside. They just got to learn to gel. What they really need to do is they need to get like a, okay, they need to build like a dormitory. Okay, you're going to sleep together. Okay, by the time it's done, Juan Mata, you're going to be able to tie Wayne Rooney's shoes exactly the way he likes them, brush his teeth the way he likes them, comb his hair the way he likes it, and vice versa. You're going to know that player that well. You need to be able to think, okay, to where you don't have to think about where you're going to hit the ball. You know he's going to be here. You can read each other's minds. So that's why I liked when I used to cook with Brandon Swallows at Amazing American Grill. We could just talk about things. And when it was done, the dish we envisioned happened. Because we could meet with each other's thoughts. And that's what you got to do in that pitch. You got to know, okay, this is what Wayne Rooney's thinking. I should be here. I should be able to anticipate what he's going to do and do it before. Then, so you don't have to communicate. You can just, like, pass the ball and know he's going to be here. I mean, you're not really going to have him. I'm open here. Don't even pass me the ball, you know? Some of the NBA teams, I think, do the best when they can pass the ball without even having to say anything. And they know that person's going to be there, and he's going to get the ball, and he's going to dunk it. And that's what Man United is going to do, especially this weekend, just because they're playing Queen's Park Rangers. I mean, it's going to be an easy game. But they're slowly improving, and they're a fourth to fifth place team. And that's where they're going to be. You know, if they make it to third by the end, yeah, I can see that, but that's about as high as I would predict them to go. And I love him a lot, the Reds. And I guess it's so weird because, like, one of my friends is a fan of Chivas Mexico, and for, like, the first time they might be in, like, the lower half of the they're, like, at the very, very bottom, and they've never been there in, like, 100 and some years. And, you know, like, when you're used to Manchester United being like the Yankees of baseball that never lose, and then you sit there and, you know, it's fun. It's still enjoyable to watch. You know, and the big speculation is why would Senegal bring in Victor Valdez and take a, you know, okay, he's even admitted we got Gabby De Gea, the best goalie in the world. You're not really going to switch and goalies now, okay, Gabby De Gea played one game and this guy played the next game. That's not how it works. So, I don't know. I wouldn't want to get rid of Gabby De Gea. He's too good. But that's just some of the best information about what's going on and what he's doing. And we just got to get the team time to mellow and gel, like I said before. And I think a lot of stuff will work itself out. I believe next year you better watch out because we will have gelled and we'll still have had a year to really learn to work together. Because that's the thing I see is that they're having to, well, okay, I'm used to having this person is here and you're not there, you're over here and just, you know, and they're just trying to figure out where they're, because I'm used to kicking the ball right here and he'd be here all the time. I didn't have to say a word. And now you're over here and just, and it's growing pain. And we got the right manager, we got everything. It'll work. It just makes you realize how special and how good Alex Ferguson was. You know, you take for granted how good that team was and how he was. And he had Van der Sar goal, and he had Cristiano Ronaldo, and he had Red Van der Sar, and way back even when he had David Beckham, and just, it's just, a, you know, you think very few people will ever compete with that in any sport. But that's about enough about football. I can't wait till we take on Cambridge United, which I'll have to look at the highlights and stuff and watch the game later. I'll be at work. Yeah, work is just so much fun because now I guess, and this is something I have to work on, because I guess like even food, like if you and I are going to throw away food, you have to ring in a ticket because they technically have to have taxes. They actually have to have it taxed. We can't eat for free. Like, except we're going to throw out, we can't even eat for free anymore because we have to show that it was taxed and all this crap. All this Obama stuff. I mean, the stuff we have to do now just to be compatible because of this Obamacare crap and things that are changing that we have no choice. But now that all this crap is there, they're probably just going to keep it, even if they repealed it. Well, just because we're going to repeal it doesn't mean we're going to get rid of all this crap. Like, well, you know. But the thing I don't get, and this sums it up. When you have $22 coffee cups, that's what's wrong with it. I just spent like $1,000 on two cases of coffee cups, you know. It's crazy. I don't get it. Anywho, I don't know. It just makes me wonder. Because that's the way this world is. Instead of, hey, we can do the same thing with a 5-cent pencil. All we got to spend billions of dollars and get a pen that writes in space. You know, I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. I don't understand. It's crazy. Well, we're going to look into that and more next week. I really believe we are. We're going to look into some things because I'm going to be calling my technical person. I have a technical person on this show that works for them, and I'm going to be looking into them and calling them because I've had a couple people say that they can't hear me. So I have no idea what's going on because I do have a... Everything's up, everything's working, so I don't know. It's just the fun of... I guess it's... Like I was talking about earlier, it's my favorite. The fun of technology. The fun of technology, I take it. I just don't know. I'm not one of these people that has 75 different million technology things, and it's just me, so. But that's where it is. You know, I mean, you just kind of go with the flow, I guess, and. Take it for what it's worth, you know, because, you know, we're getting overrun by it, and all you do is technology, 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 and, wow. So, it's just one of those things that, it'll come around, I think, someday. You know, where technology won't be the biggest thing since sliced bread, and you'll be able to have a place to go. You know. Anywho, I guess I'm going to listen to the replay and talk to them and just see if there's stuff that can go on because I don't know. There's just things that make me wonder. So, got about 90 seconds left, and it's just one of those things that when you look into it, it's, I mean, like I guess like my show is so technologically basic, you just don't, like, there you go. I mean, there's so many factors involved that if one thing goes wrong, the whole thing don't work. You know, it's one big chain, and if, you know, this thing doesn't work, or this connection doesn't work, or that thing doesn't work, it's not like, okay, you can lose one thing, and you still have to win. You know, so you have like 10 things go wrong, and the whole thing goes, no, you have one thing go wrong, and the whole thing goes. That's why I guess I'm not big on technology anymore. It's one glitch, and then stuff's not made to be fixed anymore or anything, so that's pretty much all I have today for the program, folks. What a day. I just want to leave you all with this. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives and our sacred honor. Until next week, God bless you all, and have a great day. Goodbye.